It shows the growth of our young quarterback. He's seen the defense, man. He changed the play, put us in the right play. I was able to get a double move on the safety. He took the bait, and I was able to get in the end zone and score a touchdown.
James, it seems very apparent that this team loves Derek Carr. What kind of a leader is he?
He's an unbelievable leader. He's humble, great team player. He got a bright future, man. I call him Baby A-Rod, Aaron. So, you know what I'm saying? He ain't there yet, but I call him Baby A-Rod. Good quarterback.
Yeah, James Jones knows Derek Carr well, going back to their days working out together in off seasons at Fresno State. He calls him Baby A-Rod, and he does play like a 30-year-old. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa, Jim Pluckett, time for our Raiders Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Show the audience how smart our young quarterback is here, Jim, on the game-winning touchdown pass to James Jones.
Well, here he is, comes up to the line of scrimmage, sees the defense, sees that there's nobody in the hole. Everybody's up close to the line of scrimmage, thinking that they're going to run the ball because of the time left on the clock. Derek sees that. He audibles to a play that goes to James Jones free over the middle.
So he counts all 11. Hussein Abdullah, 39, 29, Eric Berry are in the box. There's no one in center field. So he runs a double move, James. A kind of a corner post. James Jones matched up against the guy they were picking on the entire game, the one-time Raider, Ron Parker. So you see it. There's nobody beyond 6 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, Jim. So there's nobody in center field. So he wants to go to the post here on a double move.
And for a young man, he sees it right off the bat. He audibles to it. He gets James Jones all alone, one-on-one, to the post with no safety help. A great play on Derek Carr's part.
And the patience he shows on this throw. If you have one criticism of Derek, he throws it a little bit quick, but he waits, he pumps, and he waits for James Jones to completely uncover. Showed great patience on a game-winning touchdown pass.
Yeah, not only that, you know, the protection was good. He pump fakes to the left, draws everybody over that way, and that center field is wide open for the touchdown to James Jones. Just great overall play, executed well by everybody.
So when the Raiders went to the line of scrimmage to run that play, they were going to run a different play.
Right.
And Derek Carr saw 11 up in the box, both safeties up, nobody in center field. That's a brilliant play. The way the Raiders handled the Kansas City Chiefs front, very impressive. We were talking to Tony Sperano earlier, Jim. Right. The front the St. Louis Rams have, maybe not the modern-day fearsome foursome like Deacon Jones and the boys, but when you look at Robert Quinn, Michael Brockers, Aaron Donald, William Hayes, and they may get Howie Long sung back, Chris Long. This is going to be a challenge on Sunday against this defense.
Yeah, it certainly is. They stopped the run similar to Kansas City, but they have a great, great pass rush. That's what I think led them to success against the Denver Broncos going after the quarterback.
And they've had injuries at quarterback. Sam Bradford out for the year again. Right. But the veteran Sean Hill is playing very well. They got a good running game in Trey Mason. They got a couple of receivers you got to deal with. Kenny Britt down the field and Tavon Austin, all the fly sweep stuff. So this team is difficult to beat.
It is. And they protect the ball very well. They don't turn the ball over very often. Sean Hill's an experienced guy at quarterback. And they try to run the ball. They're mostly a defensive-oriented kind of football team. And they do get a lot of turnovers. So that's something that the Raiders are going to have to watch out for.
All right, Raiders in St. Louis on Sunday, and next week they come home to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Won't that be fun? The Battle of Bay 2014, Raiders against Jim Harbaugh and the 49ers. So join us next week on the Silver and Black Show. We'll get you ready for the Raiders and the 49ers. Many thanks to head coach Tony Sperano after his first victory as the Raider head coach, and now he'll try to make it two in a row in St. Louis.
An absolute pure relief for the Raider Nation.
You can't forget this feeling, all right? Don't forget this feeling, okay? Worked a long time for this feeling, all right? Long, long time. A lot of people doubted you.
Now let's go get another.
Let's go get another.
I'm already thinking about St. Louis.
I need everybody to do something for me today.
We deserve the victory.
Worry about nothing else but each other, but ourselves. It's all about us.
Let's do an Oakland Raiders style.
Hotel.
Just win on three. One, two, three.
Just win.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.